Good morning.
Oh, baby. Good morning.
You look very beautiful today.
Oh, thank you, sir. It was not easy to get dressed this morning.
Another new outfit that we're seeing here.
Again, the same tank top we're seeing here.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm wearing this. We have zero sponsors on this thing. Zero.
I know. That's why I'm renting my clothes. So we got to work on the sponsors.
It's costing us more money to shoot this thing. We're making zero money, but you're out there.
You guys, please subscribe.
Captain Evil needs to keep buying clothes.
I'm not buying. I'm renting.
It is.
I have to return this next week.
She does. She rents clothes, Brooklyn. It's a rental company. We're not going to name the name, but it's a rental company.
I chose the affordable one, for the record. Yeah.
Bougie on a budget.
Yes, bougie on a budget. Well, because I'm growing so much, and maternity clothes is awful.
Yeah, but your soul, your soul is not growing. Your soul is not growing. You are physically growing.
We can't all be perfect like you, Steve Trevino.
Thank you. Finally, you admitted it. I was really proud of us yesterday, to be honest with you, because what could have turned into a huge...
What could have been a major meltdown was just a mini meltdown?
Yeah, because I have learned to ignore you. That's what I have learned.
I am so hormonal, and I like... Look, I might even cry right now just saying that I am hormonal. No, because I feel like we're only, what, 6 episodes in, and now I'm just going to be more pregnant and more hormonal every week, and they're just going to see, like, a full-on mommy meltdown at
Everybody's
some point.
Seen the real you with this podcast, and I love that.
No,
I love that
I'm
people
not...
are seeing...
On a regular monthly basis, when I'm not pregnant, I am not that hormonal. Not this hormonal.
I thought you were going to say horny, but not. That is correct. So yesterday...
And it's hot.
Okay, first, it's so hard to catch everybody up on what's going on. And then I feel bad, like, complaining because we have a great life.
We do. We are, what is it, blessed and stressed as fuck? Is that a saying?
Wow, dude. You know what? A lady said, Steve, we would like it if you didn't drop the F-bomb. And here I am trying...
I know.
Not to drop F-bombs.
I'll make an F. It's one of those days.
I know. So it's hard to explain what's going on because it's high-class problems. It really is.
Yes, for sure. We are very blessed.
But it's stressing us out because we rented our home. The home that we decided that we were going to move into, remodel while we live there, and then either flip it or rent it.
Right.
Which, by the way, you've decided that
we're renting. The home we were living in last month, essentially.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So the renter wanted to move in on July 1st. However, we were told by our realtor and our mortgage broker that we would probably close on the 8th and the 9th.
We were like, 4th of July holiday, no big deal. We'll go home. We'll spend it with family.
We'll go home for a week. We'll do 4th of July, which we'll talk about. We'll do 4th of July back home, which I love. I love being home.
Yeah.
I love being with my family.
Yeah.
I love
South
Texas.
Know what I thought was so great is here we feel like our life is such a mess at the moment and like upheaval. And the other day, Garrett's sitting on the toilet and he calls me to come wipe his butt. And he says, Mom, this 4th of July was the best day of my life.
I know, dude. He loved it. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about so we are in between... All our stuff is in storage.
I didn't even have properly... Look, my bra's probably hanging out because I didn't even have properly fitting underwear for today because it's packed in a box in a pod somewhere.
Okay, that's part of what we're going to talk about because, you know, all our stuff's in storage. Then we decided, okay, we're moving in on the 9th. Why don't we spend a few days on Canyon Lake?
Yes.
We'll bring the boat. We'll just hang out. It'll be like a little mini vacation.
Yes.
Right? Cheap.
And that way we're in town to do the walkthrough and sign the paperwork.
And come do the podcast.
And come do this.
Right?
Yeah.
So then yesterday, I had a lunch meeting with Jake and Carlos. Rick, you're going to love this. So I leave, because we're in Canyon Lake. Canyon Lake, it's a whole thing to get to...
Geographically,
town.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
there's
a whole
no
thing.
Cut through a bridge.
So I get down there and I leave early. I am a leave early guy, be on time. I've got lunch at 12:30. I leave early.
I understand some be on time, but if I'm being honest, I think Steve left 2 hours early so that he has some alone time.
No, okay, this is what we're gonna get to. I did not. I had to fix my truck. The light bar.
You left really freaking early.
No, the light bar on my truck had been shaking.
Oh, God forbid.
I needed to get that tightened in. Hey, you know how I like my stuff. I like it nice. Everything has to be nice. Which, by the way...
The inside of your truck right now does not look nice.
We also need to talk about your dad wrecking my truck. Can we talk about that here in a minute when we get to the 4th of July weekend?
Yeah.
So then... I got to get my bar fixed.
Let's get through the first shit show before we go on to the second one.
So then, after that, I need to get the stuff that we're going to use on the lake, right? We were going to pull a tube behind the boat.
Yes.
I needed the tube. I had to go to the sporting goods store to get that. I'm driving to my lunch meeting, and then this one here calls, and she goes, "Hey!" Like that. Already... You know what I mean? You get the tone. "Hey, why'd you have to leave so early? I would like to have a long time." And then I go, "What do you mean leave early? I go, I had to run errands. I wanted to make sure I was there on time."
And look, every mom knows to have 2 hours of quiet time in the car where you get to choose the radio station or the podcast you want to listen to, like ours.
Yes.
And not have to have questions being asked to you. Mom, babe, where's this? Mom, can I have that?
Okay, like, first of all.
That is golden.
First of all, you're the one choosing to have another child. You think you're going to have alone time with a
No, but let me have a little now.
That is not fair because.
How is it not fair?
So she calls Brooklyn. She calls and she, "Hey, well, where did you go?" And then I find myself like an asshole. I went to go fix my light bar, and then I had to go
and got to drink it all while it was still hot.
I went to the sporting goods place. Then I'm like, "Wait a minute!" I go, "Why am I explaining to you what I'm doing?" I go, "I left early. I had to run out." Then she hangs up on me.
You got a little aggressive, and I didn't want to return with aggression, so I just hung up.
Well, no, because I'm literally like, there's moments where I'm like, "What is happening?" And then I realized
I'm pregnant.
She's pregnant. She's hormonal. She's an a-hole. I'm just gonna ignore it. So I had to change my pattern of behavior because normally. I would call you back and be like, "Hey,
why'd you hang up on me?
Why would you hang up on me?" And blah, blah, blah. So then I was like, "You know what? Let it lie. Just let it simmer. Let it lie." So then I call you back and I go, "Can we start over?" I said, "I'm sorry that I had alone time. However, at 1 o'clock, you're dropping our son off at science camp.
Yes.
And you will be alone, my love.
I was.
From 1 to 4 o'clock.
I went and bought bras that fit and don't strangle my rib cage in peace.
To drink hot decaf coffee. To have alone time." And then she was like, "Oh, well, whatever." And then you were still acting very Karen.
At the end of yesterday, very Karen. You're very Karen. Yesterday.
And by the way, I love that this Karen thing has started just to make...
White. Very clear to paint
just
a very
to make
clear
white
picture.
Privileged women just feel the hate, right? To have a word that just hurts them deep in their soul, right? So you finally chilled out, and then man, you were making it so complicated for me because you were like, "Well, speaking wife, can you pick up Garrett at science camp at 4? And I'm like, "Well, it's only 2 because if I go back to Canyon Lake, then I have to come back." And you're like, "Well, no, I'll get him. I'll get him."
I just wasn't sure if I was going to make it back in time to pick him up.
Do you know that you're getting emotional?
Oh my God, yeah. Well, no, then at the end of yesterday, I felt so bad because you were so sweet yesterday. You were like really sweet.
Yesterday.
And you were really patient.
Yesterday. Not normally.
Well, no. I mean, normally I don't use patient as a word to describe you. But yesterday, you were so sweet and patient. And I felt you like, you put on your big boy panties and you're like, "My wife is pregnant. I'm just going to leave her alone."
No, but there's
and let
a
her
lot,
be.
Man.
And
there's
so
a lot.
I felt so bad. I was like crying last night because I felt so guilty and
But there's
hormonal.
A lot going on in our life where we just feel like we're in limbo.
Well, it's this weird thing of like being pregnant and not wanting to be stressed because the baby feels everything that you're feeling. So I don't want to be stressed, but like it's a little chaotic right now. And I know you're trying so freaking hard. And so I don't want you to see or feel me stressing out because then that only makes
you
more stressed.
Well, that's not true
stressed.
Because
so
you're...
I'm just like bubbling
oh,
over.
Oh, and then, oh my God. So then she does that. And I'm like, fine, she's hormonal. I'm going to leave it alone, right? Let it lie. So then I'm backing up the boat. We're in this like little cabin and it's like gravel road. There's trees everywhere.
My sharp branches that already scratched your truck.
Right. I'm not bragging, but the boat's not small. It's a big boat. I'm trying to back it in and I'm turning this way. I'm turning this way. She parks where the boat's turning.
And, baby, I can't even drive your truck. I don't know which way the boat is turning.
You see it physically. You can physically see the boat turning that way, that I want to go that way. She parks in front of the boat, right? So I'm like, do you not see with your eyes that I'm trying to go that way? So then I get out of my truck, and I'm like, babe, can you park over there? And this is what she says to me. She goes, well, use your words. Use your words.
Which is what I tell my 4.5-year-old.
Like, I'm a child. I was like,
I'm sorry.
I'm like, did you just freaking tell me to use my words? I guess the boat moving in your direction wasn't words enough.
Baby, I can barely drive the damn truck. Might as well know which direction the boat trailer is turning. I don't drive a boat
trailer.
No,
you see the boat. Do you not see the boat? What are you talking about?
You're losing your mind. I am losing my mind. Oh my God. I already said that.
Do you know that you're getting very Karen?
I'm not getting Karen.
Do you feel like it's... I've never been pregnant.
Oh, I'm annoyed, I'm agitated, and then I'm crying the next minute. Like, I'm an emotional roller coaster.
But you weren't like that with our son.
I think I was a little bit. I still was
no,
a little.
No, the pregnancy with our son...
I was working
was
a
so
job
smooth.
When we were pregnant with Garrett, so you and I weren't together as much when I was pregnant.
Well,
with Garrett.
That's what helps, because when you're in front of other people,
I thought you were going to say when we're not together. That's
no.
what helps.
When you're with other people, you behave yourself. But when it's just us, the horns start to come out, and you start to be evil, and people are starting to see it on the podcast. They're starting to see what you really are. But we did go home for the 4th
yes.
of July.
And it was my mama's birthday while we were there, so that was nice to get to be there for that.
4th of July is my favorite holiday.
It is your favorite.
I love being in my flip-flops, my tank tops. I like it hot. I know some people are like, oh my gosh, it's so hot. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it when it's 98 degrees in Texas.
Oh, but I love busting out all our obnoxious 4th of July gear, our bandanas, my crazy headbands. And we just didn't, it was packed. I don't know where any of that stuff is.
And it stinks because we love being in New Braunfels these past few years for 4th of July because they do a very patriotic...
small town parade.
Small town
parade.
And we just love participating.
People bring their bikes.
So I love 4th of July and... One thing that I do love about being home for 4th of July was the fireworks. Because, you know, growing up in Gregory, Portland, most of the people that are, you know, we knew people who, you lived out in the country.
Outside of the city limits, yeah.
Outside of the city limits. My sister lives outside of the city limits where you can do all the fireworks you want.
Yeah.
So I went over to Taft and I loaded us up with all these fireworks and... Garrett, I think this is the first year that Garrett got to understand, like, the firework thing.
Oh.
Right?
That was scary. Steve was letting him light bottle rockets on his own. A 4.5-year-old. He's 4.5. And he has his own little, what do you call those, little starters?
The punk.
Lighting them. Yeah.
It's a punk, or the Mexicans call it mechones. Right, a machon.
A giant match, yeah.
Yeah, a giant match, right? A machon, right? Are the punk, and he had his punk, dude, and he had his bottle, and he would go over there and he'd set the firework off, and I'm like, Renee's freaking out. And
I was like, shouldn't we at least put like water in the bottle so that it stays standing on the ground instead of going over?
No, like he knew what was, and a bottle rocket is not going to kill my child. It's not.
But it could do some serious damage.
It'll suck. And he'll probably cry if it hit him. But,
you know,
when we were growing up, we would shoot bottle rockets at each other.
No, you would
yes,
not. Yes,
we would
ridiculous.
Hold them from the tip. Do you guys remember that?
And the Roman candles.
And
Are
the
you
Roman
serious?
Candles.
Both of
and you?
You
would shoot each other.
Where were your parents? All of you.
They were wasted. Our parents were wasted on the 4th of July, and we would run around.
We started drinking at 11. You can't pop fireworks till
9.
And
we would shoot people with Roman candles, or you'd hold the tip of the bottle rocket, and you'd light it, and you'd aim it, and you'd hope that it hit your friend.
That is absurd.
And that was fun. And Garrett and Christian.
Now you're going to have people tagging you on TikTok with stupid firework videos.
Because we used to do it. And it's. So I bought a little. We bought all the kids a little baggie of fireworks that were kid approved.
Well, okay. I was going to say those were cool. Like a $20 bag with like small fireworks for the kids. But I think there's an age on
those. If this was edited correctly, it could sound like Renee's a drug dealer. Or likes drugs. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, those baggies were cool for the kids.
Yes.
But it wasn't just like poppers. There was like some legit fireworks in there. I think that the age for those kid packs was probably a little bit older than Garrett.
Look, Garrett is 4.5 years old. And from day one, I have never treated my son like a baby.
You have not.
I'm trying to raise an adult.
But he's
This baby talk BS. This,
oh, well, no, I'm on board with that. No baby
this,
talk.
This hide your kid from the world crap is why this country is in trouble. Because we shelter these children, right? And we don't give them any responsibility.
I'm not saying shelter him. I just think you and I, on several different things throughout Garrett's life, have had very different opinions on what is age appropriate.
Age appropriate? I mean,
look, Fortnite is for kids 13 and up, not for our 4.5-year-old.
And he doesn't play Fortnite. He watches other kids play Fortnite, but he doesn't play it.
No, but I remember when he was little, you would have him in your lap and you'd be playing
the hunting game. It's a hunting game.
Red Dead Redemption, that's for like 13.
Not Red Dead, it's just a hunting game.
Whatever hunting game.
Oh, dude, then I would shoot something and Garrett would be like, okay, Dad, we gotta find the blood. Find the blood.
That's what I'm saying. At the time, it was like 3.5, 3. That's not appropriate.
I believe that you should not shelter your children from responsibility, from the world. We live in a very tough world, and if I don't raise my son to be a scrapper, or my daughter, God willing, we have a daughter, to be a scrapper, to be responsible for themselves. My son's already, we go to the ranch, and my son's already... he has to stand up, but he's driving the Polaris. He sits on my lap to drive the truck.
Not by himself. He's in your lap.
He gets out with whoever's going to open the gate to help with the gate.
No, I agree. It's a rough, rough world.
If
and I'm cleaning the scrapper too.
If I'm cleaning the boat, my kid's not going to sit there and watch me clean the boat. I make him get out and do something.
Sure. Responsibility-wise.
Yes.
Sure. But things like safety, lighting fireworks... And
he's
video games do not need to be a part of
life.
He's
lighting a bottle rocket. Him and Christian, who's what? How old's Christian? 6?
7.
He's 7. Okay, Christian was supervising Garrett through the whole thing.
I think there's a big difference between 4.5 and 7,
and we weren't
maybe.
Far away. I was watching him. I showed him. Which, by the way, Garrett was like, at one point, he looks at me and goes, Dad. America's pretty cool, huh? Because he asked me, he goes, what are we celebrating? I go, it's independence. And, I'm, you know, this is when America became America. And he looks at me and goes, America's pretty cool. Can we light another one? I'm like, yeah, dude. And he was going nuts, man. And I was so happy that he was loving
it. He loved it.
Because I love it.
For him to say, he goes, this was the best day of my life.
God, he loved it. Yeah, but if you're going to hold him and then go over and light the firework, let him do it. Show him how to do it. Yeah. Show him what's safe.
It's just a little frightening when your kids got that lighter and they're like up under the bottle rocket trying to find the fuse.
I mean, Renee is definitely helicopter mom. And I am definitely...
I'm not helicopter mom. I am just age appropriate. For example, I don't think it's appropriate for a 4.5-year-old to watch Naked and Afraid.
Okay, that was a mistake. Look,
you think?
You want to talk about this, and I don't know. I had no idea. Okay.
Dude, I was going to say, how are you going to come back from
Naked
this?
Naked and Afraid, it's such a cool show, and I like the survival of it. Recently, they've been giving them bows.
You know? I don't know what bows have to do. The word naked is in the title.
But it's all blurred. I'm already telling you I made a mistake. Let me explain. Garrett and I, we both love to hunt, right? Garrett's all about the bow.
Now apparently you both love nakedness.
Well, that's what I didn't realize at 4.5. Like, I don't know. I'm a first-time parent here, and we're watching Naked and Afraid, and I'm thinking this will be cool for Garrett and I to watch because there's hunting and survival, right?
I'm a first-time parent here. Am I the only one who thinks that's not freaking obvious?
Yes, but so he's like, Dad, can we watch another episode of Naked and Afraid? I'm like, yeah, man. Like, so then this is when I first should have figured it out. It was a different episode. Uh-huh. And he goes, well, where, can we watch the other one? Where's the other one with the girl, right? And I was like, well, we'll just watch this one. So then that's when a light bulb should have went off.
That explains a lot.
Right. So then later on, he goes, let's watch Naked and Afraid. And he knows what's up because he leans in on me and he goes, so we can see the girl's pee-pees. And then I go, first of all, son, girls don't have pee-pees. They have vaginas, right?
Yeah, let's please use the anatomically correct word.
Which, by the way, we ended up with a whole debate about that. Like, you don't want to call it a hoo-ha. Or like, I'm going to teach my kid what the proper word is. So I go, no, son, they have vaginas. And I go, you know what? Maybe it's not a good idea we watch Naked and Afraid. Because at that point, I realized...
Oh, it had been like several nights in a row that he, like, after bath time, wanted to crawl in bed with you and watch Naked and Afraid. It was, like, becoming a
but
thing.
But I didn't realize that 4.5-year-olds... are that into sexually.
Well, they wouldn't be if their parents weren't showing them Naked and Afraid.
No, but what did he say about your boobs?
Oh.
Again, he leans in on me and he's like, Dad, sometimes I touch mom's boobies on purpose and I like it. And I was like, hey, me too, buddy. Me too, buddy. So I didn't realize that it was like, I'm thinking we're watching Naked and Afraid and he's into the hunting. It's all blurred
he's
out.
He's into the hunting, yeah.
And he's, so I'm like, all right, no more. So then
I was confused because you go on the road and I text you and I'm like, Garrett will not stop about, when can I watch Naked and Afraid? When can I watch Naked and Afraid? And then you just text me back, only watch the episodes with the girls. And I'm like,
as a joke.
Like, why is it, if we're going to watch
as a joke, I was being sarcastic.
Well, I didn't.
So then I go on the road and you have Jillian, our babysitter, one of our babysitters.
Yes, a teenage girl.
Who she's what, 13?
Yeah.
She's 13 or something, 14, I don't know.
And the kid can't stop saying vagina.
Well, like, yeah, so Renee calls me up. She goes, why is he saying vagina?
All the time.
All the time. And I'm like, yeah, don't let him watch Naked and Afraid. He's really into vaginas. Like, you know? But I then...
No, you know what? I'm just afraid, like, because you are so... Oh, yeah, he can do that. He's a smart kid. He understands. He can do that. I'm afraid our kid is going to turn into the kid that none of the parents want to let their child hang out with because he's too advanced.
Because he knows that a girl's pee-pee is called vagina?
No, because he plays violent video games and watches Naked and Afraid. And
okay,
because
first
you let
of
him
all,
use curse words.
First of all, he doesn't watch violent... He doesn't play violent video games, first of all. Second of all, I do believe that our son needs to play video games because that is the future. It's part of everybody's job. Everybody's job in the future will have skills that you need computer-wise.
Sure. And he can learn that on ABC Mouse and educational games.
And I'm he has ABC Mouse. And that's what he plays.
I'm saying we should be a little more selective.
Does he play Fortnite, see or no?
He does not play Fortnite.
Okay, so you're over here trying to throw me under the bus on the podcast. Like, I let our son play Fortnite.
No, I
do not let our son
play Fortnite.
I
sent you a link about video games that are appropriate for 5-year-olds. And I said, can we please stick to this list, please?
And that's what we stick to, right?
Now we do, yes.
That's what we... Now we...
Now after we've let him watch Naked and Afraid.
See, she's still trying to get me busted on the video game front. No, I do not let him play Red Dead. That's my game. I do not let him play Fortnite.
But you do let him say curse words.
With men. If he's with the men, Which, by the way, his curse words are what? Stupid and darn it. Which, by the way, in this whole podcast, who's dropping F-bombs?
Me.
Mommy.
Grandma's favorite word is shit.
Oh, God. That's your mom's.
Yeah.
And Grandma Dora's fucking shit. Yeah. Fucking shit. One time, Miss Dora, we're in the car. Somebody cut her off. She goes, cocksucker, motherfucker. And me and my sister were like, did mom just say cocksucker, motherfucker?
Okay, now that's, you said like four and I got one.
I'm using examples. But what I'm trying to say is, I don't believe that you treat your child like a child. They're smart. They're intelligent. You don't have to, you know, it goes back to the like, oh, don't curse in front of my kid. No, dude. How about you?
Well, I don't agree with that.
How about you as a parent teach your kid that those are not words for you? Those are grown-up words.
All I'm saying is that for a 4.5-year-old, when it's appropriate and when it's not is kind of a complicated.
Look, I tell him that in front of the men and not in front of the ladies.
Yeah. That's true, because he'll call you out.
Which, by the way, he calls me out. If I say a curse word in front of any women, my son's like, he's disappointed in me. Dad.
Not in front of the ladies.
Not in front of the ladies, Dad. So see, I'm raising a good kid.
Oh, no, I didn't say you weren't. You're a very good dad. I didn't say you were not.
But I don't know. At the end of the day, it gets easier and harder all at the same time.
Oh, as he gets older?
As he gets older. It's gotten easier because he's very self-sufficient.
He's more independent.
He's very independent, right?
For sure. He can buckle his own car seat.
Yeah, he's all over buckling his own car seat. He helps us out when we need him to. When I need a drink, he knows how to make a Crown on the Rocks. he's very good. But it also gets harder because you're like, you're really trying to guide this human to be. At least for me.
I almost feel like it was easier when he was 3 because he just listened and there was no
attitude.
Like, yeah, there was no attitude. And now he's definitely got his own little Steve Trevino attitude.
Really? Shut your mouth? Did he not say shut your mouth the other day? The other day he goes, shut your mouth. And then Renee gets mad at him. She goes, you know, who talks that way?
No,
and
he goes, the minute he said it, I knew where it came
no,
from.
No, you said, who talks that way? And he goes, you. I got that from you. And I was like, well, there you go. If you want to know why my son's a bad kid, well, mom over here. But no, I mean, it's definitely.
He hears me telling it to you all the time. That's why.
I think, you know, my dad was so hardcore and still is. I'll tell you this story about our wedding.
His speech?
Oh, yeah. So my cousin Abel, me and him, he was my best man. Me and Abel grew up very similar. We've been working our entire lives. We have very hardcore dads. So me and Abel are very, very close in the way we think, our work, everything. So yeah. Abel's my best man. And he goes over to my dad. He says, Joe, you should really say something. You should say something. You should, you know. So dad gets up in the middle of the dance floor and he goes, hey, you think this is something special? Well, it's not. Life is hard. Life's going to continue to be hard. And you better work hard. And like, it was a whole speech about.
Really intense.
Really intense about how, you know, you think, you know, you've accomplished something. You haven't accomplished anything in life. This is nothing. And if you don't work hard. So then Renee's dad goes up to, Daddy Raymond goes up to dad and he says, hey, we're going to give Steve and Renee some cash. And my dad, he goes, you should give them some cash too. And my dad goes, why? Let them suffer. That was my
Cue
dad.
Cue the music.
Yeah. But I grew up with a very hardcore dad, but there's so many things that he taught me. How to be a man,
yeah.
How to work hard, how to help others. Dad always had me. I mean, if there was an old lady pushing a shopping cart and we were walking out of the grocery store, my dad would be like, go grab that shopping cart and you help her load her car. And you've seen me continue to do that.
Make Garrett hold open the door.
You know, Garrett, you know, all these things that my dad taught me, and you know, I do think that my dad definitely made me grow up very fast. But I also think that I would not have made it in this business if I didn't have the dad that I had.
It's hard because there's such truth to that. Like, I think you and your dad have a very complicated relationship because he pushed you so hard. But I think there is so much truth to that, that, like, you needed that grit.
But then you got your dad and your mom and the way that they raised you.
Yeah.
And your sister and your brother. I mean, the other day I was laughing because we're working out in your parents' living room.
Uh-huh.
And here there's a best all-around girl plaque for you.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a best all-around girl plaque for your sister.
For my little sister.
Right? Which, by the way, immediately Renee goes, "Do you need, hers is bigger. Hers is bigger."
I was making a joke.
No, you were like, "Why is hers bigger?" I'm like, "Wow, you noticed that." But, you know, and then, you know, your brother's a very hardworking guy. You know, he runs the family business and he works very hard. And you guys are very successful kids. And you guys were raised extremely spoiled. A lot of hugs. I don't know what those are. A lot of hugs.
Lots of hugs.
A lot of I love yous. And
total support. My folks would go to bat for me for anything.
Oh, yeah. Complete support with everything.
And I feel like your dad would be like, when the teacher was upset about something with you, your dad would be like, "Oh, you deserve it."
Oh, yeah.
When the teacher was upset with something about me, my dad would be like, "Why are you upset?"
Oh, yeah. Your parents were
daughter?
Definitely those parents. They're like, "How dare you talk to my child that way?"
Yeah.
And then to this day, they will defend you guys, even if you guys are wrong. Your parents are diehard. My
supporters.
Kids, yes, I mean, yeah. But they raised good kids.
My parents are Team Captain Evil.
So I would like to find somewhere in the middle, between the extreme raising of my father and the way your parents did it, you know. And then
is that just some weird watered down mix?
Well, and Miss Dora was always, you know, and I don't want to leave my mom out of it, but I was raised by Miss Dora, my mom. My stepmom, my stepdad, you know, Sarah was always there for us. My mom was always there for us. My mom was always cooking for me and taking care of me.
Oh, she still is. Oh, whatever you want when
I
you come
love
home.
It. I love it. My sisters get so mad.
But, sweet tea? No, we don't have any, but I'll make some.
So I had a very, you know, interesting upbringing, and I would like to hopefully be smart enough to combine what your parents have done for you guys. Because, you know, I think there's things that can be improved upon from your parents.
Yeah.
And I think there's things that can be improved upon from my parents. And I would like to somehow meet somewhere in the middle.
So just let them curse and watch Naked and Afraid.
Bingo. 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 But we love you all. We do have to go. I think this episode is going to be a two-parter. Rick, we're done. We're out. We love you guys. Tune in to our podcast.